Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill's law license will be suspended for 30 days and automatically reinstated. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the state Supreme Court's decision handed down Monday.
The Indiana Supreme Court unanimously says Curtis Hill criminally battered four women at a party in March 2018. A special prosecutor opted not to bring criminal charges, and a federal lawsuit by the four women was largely dismissed. The court's ruling comes in a state disciplinary case against the Republican elected official. A hearing officer in that case recommended Hill's law license be suspended for 60 days without automatic reinstatement, which would have meant Hill was without a valid license for months. But the state Supreme Court says while Hill committed misdemeanor battery worth a 30-day suspension, his actions after the allegations became public do not sufficiently indicate he was without remorse, and so his license should be automatically reinstated. It's not clear what that means for his future as Attorney General. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.